morning, afternoon, or night, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of our podcast, Cepedastillo. We would like to thank this podcast sponsor, By Mama. No more waste, just good taste. You also check them out because besides having the most refreshing water, they use acrylic bottles instead of plastic and are very eco-friendly. If you want to help save the environment, you should definitely buy their water. Now, today's topic will be music. What do we think about music, Ines?
I absolutely love music. I listen to music extremely often. It helps me think and calms me down. I think that music is something that should be part of everyone's day.
I can totally agree with you. I absolutely think music is so important in someone's life because, as you said, it can help a lot of people with calming them down. And I also think certain types of music can even help people with anxiety or depression. Actually, we hear music every day, even if we don't realize it.
Yeah, we do listen to music every day. We can come across it on the radio, someone else playing it in the background, the school bell ringing, or even someone humming their favorite song. Music is truly very present in our lives. I also think that the variety of music there is and how easy it is to have access to music is actually a very good thing for society. Not so many years ago, people needed to buy devices in order to listen to music. Even those devices had a limit to how many songs people could listen to.
I can totally agree with this. It's truly surprising how much technology has impacted our lives. We now thankfully have lots of servers for music. Two of the most popular are Spotify and Apple Music. Which do you think is better, Ines?
I personally think Spotify is better because, well, in my opinion, it gives you a more organized and neat way to get access to the music you want. It creates the safe-like environment for you to feel comfortable with your music taste, and it is accessible to everyone. I also use it very often. I think it is very easy to use in general. You can search and find millions of different artists and listen to anything you want with just one click. But on the other hand, advertisements may be annoying and frustrating for the users who don't have the premium version of the app. It is certainly still a very good option, though.
Yeah, definitely. Spotify is a very easy and efficient way to listen to music. I also agree that it is a better option because, as you said, it is extremely easy to use. In said app, people are able to listen to their favorite artists and at any time and also discover more music that is new to them. You are able to create or save thousands of playlists and load in any album so you can listen to it whenever and wherever you want.
Now I have another thing we could talk about for a little while. Our favorite music genre. The genre I enjoy listening to the most is rock music. It is just awesome and incredible in my opinion. It fills me up with energy every time I listen to a good song in that genre. Weirdly, it can also sometimes calm me down and help me relax, considering how heavy and energetic most rock songs are. Rock, especially from the 80s and 70s, has been a big part of most of my life because of my dad. That is most likely part of the reason I really enjoy rock music as well.
That is so interesting, Ines. Rock is definitely a good music genre. However, my favorite music genre might be Latin reggaeton or indie rock. Latin reggaeton helps me to be in a good mood and feel like I'm always at a party, and it really makes me happy. However, indie rock is much more calming, at least for me. But if I'm being real, I only listen to Lana Del Rey from that genre. Her music, vibe, and voice really help me be more calm, and I even play it when I go to sleep, so I feel more relaxed and have a good night's sleep.
That is so cool. I have to agree that Latin reggaeton and indie rock are definitely good choices when listening to music. Now to wrap it up, we can talk about our number one artist or band and the song we enjoy the most by them. You can start.
Sure, let me think about it for a second. My favorite artist definitely has to be Taylor Swift. Her music is just amazing. She has a beautiful voice that really matches her music styles. and she has released a lot of very good songs, from Lavender Haze, one of her new ones, to Evermore. But if I had to choose one as my favorite, I think I'd choose The Way I Loved You. It's such a great song, isn't it?
It definitely is a very good song, to be honest. You know what's interesting? Taylor Swift is also one of my favorite artists. But if I had to name another artist, I'd name the legendary band The Beatles. Their music is honestly the absolute best. I am in love with the style of their music, and I often listen to a lot of their songs. My favorite songs by them, which are both extremely cool in my opinion, have to be Back in the USSR and Come Together.
How interesting, Ines. Well, it appears this is all we have time for today. This was so fun, wasn't it, Ines?
It was. It was very interesting hearing about what you think about music and what it means to you, and actually find some things we have in common. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cepedastillo podcast as much as we did. We'll have another episode coming in this week, so look out for that because it's going to be an interesting one. We hope you have a great rest of your day. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.